President-elect Joe Biden has chosen federal judge Merrick Garland as attorney general, tapping the judge whose nomination to the Supreme Court was blocked by Republican senators at the end of the Obama administration. Biden announced his team for the Justice Department at his transition headquarters in Delaware, but not before blasting Trump and the rioters who invaded the Capitol building.
The past 4 years, we've had a president who's made his contempt for our democracy, our Constitution, the rule of law, clear in everything he has done. He unleashed an all-out assault on our institutions of our democracy from the outset. And yesterday was but the culmination of that unrelenting attack.
As he announced his team, Biden presented a contrast with the Trump administration's approach to the Department of Justice.
I want to be clear to those who lead this department who you will serve. You won't work for me. You are not the president or the vice president's lawyer. Your loyalty is not to me. It's to the law, the Constitution, the people of this nation, to guarantee justice.
Judge Merrick Garland, the pick for Attorney General, is a moderate liberal judge who is not affiliated with either party.
These principles, ensuring the rule of law and making the promise of equal justice under law real, are the great principles upon which the Department of Justice was founded and for which it must always stand. They echo today in the priorities that lie before us, from ensuring racial equity in our justice system to meeting the evolving threat of violent extremism. If confirmed, those are the principles to which I will be devoted as Attorney General.
As a moderate, Garland may be easy to confirm with the new Democratic Senate majority. He also has good relations with career staff at the Department of Justice, giving him a good shot at his goals of restoring independence to the department. But progressives are concerned that Biden did not pick someone more progressive for his new administration. Biden's pick to head the department's Civil Rights Division may be more to their liking. Vanita Gupta has worked at the NAACP Legal Defense Fund and the ACLU, as well as heading the DOJ's Civil Rights Division under then-President Barack Obama. She quoted the late Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis, who said, "Democracy is not a state, it's an act." She vowed to act for justice every day.
"It will not be enough to restore what has been undermined or lost. This moment demands bold leadership. The Department of Justice, as it has done throughout its storied history, will have to uncover and reckon with hard truths, hold people, companies, and institutions accountable to our Constitution and laws, drive change where there is injustice, and heal a nation that is starving for leadership and decency and hope."
Kristen Clark is Biden's choice for Assistant Attorney General for the Civil Rights Division. She's a civil rights lawyer and the daughter of Jamaican immigrants. She says the nation is at a crossroads.
"If I'm fortunate enough to be confirmed, we will turn the page on hate and close the door on discrimination by enforcing our federal civil rights laws."
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris says the roles they will assume are especially important now because of the need to enforce laws in a more fair and humane manner.
"They will help protect the rights of every voter in our country, no matter what their background or where they live. And they will restore integrity and independence to the Department of Justice and rebuild the American people's trust in that most sacred institution."
Biden's nominees to the Department of Justice will face confirmation hearings in the Senate. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.